call on me.
And we in the frame. Yo, what's going on? Another episode. Kicking it with your homies, man. Big homies house. Got a special guest homie in the building. What's going on? Tamira.
You're
all the way from Harlem.
You already know in the building. Thanks for having me.
The biggest. Okay, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that
Not
stuff.
Not the shade. You went real stunner on me real quick.
Yeah, you got to. It's part of the brand.
I know,
you know?
That's right.
You see the shade? Yeah, got. Yeah. So, yeah. Happy Christmas and all that stuff. So
you hate a blockers on home.
Yeah, hate a blockers. Mm-hmm. Hate a blockers. I got a question. Uh-oh. You know, since it is holiday season, right? Do you have kids?
No.
Do you want kids?
Listen, I'm trying to, as long as I could go without, I'm gonna take it to the last, like 40.
Dang.
Sounds like fun.
40? You have a kid at 40?
Listen,
you
gotta share your food with them. You have no peace. Once you have kids, peace is out the window.
So you think, like, parents don't have peace at all?
No, you got to, like, what your kid doing. If they not there, if they at school, are they okay? Are they hungry? Do they need anything? You'll never have peace again, and I'm just too selfish right now.
Wow, so, you doing you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this selfish life.
Is that a bad thing to be selfish, though? Is that to be selfish with your time, like, even if it's with your kids?
No, well, if you have, that's why I think it's important about, like, being careful about when you have kids.
Yeah.
Because, like, me, by the time I decide to do it, I done got the partying out, I done got the men out, I'm ready to dedicate that half of my life strictly to my kids.
So, when you see, like, the women that say, like, oh, well, I need a break for my kids, I'm like,
I feel you, girl. I feel you.
I've seen a lot more people admit that they didn't want the kids that they have.
Even when I babysit kids, I'd be like, so y'all just don't turn off. There's no stop, no timeout, no pause, no nothing. It's just on. They don't care if you sick, if you got a hangover, if you tired. Oh, my God.
Yeah, kids
no
don't
peace.
Care about nothing. They own really little subspecies. It's like, yeah, I'm just about to fuck your life
and
up.
And they dirty. Like, they eat the cheese doodles and want to touch your phone and they mess up your furniture. Like,
But I do realize this, though. The older you get, the more you lose the benefit of not having kids because your friends got kids.
Yeah, but then they could babysit my kids. By the time I have kids, they'll be grown and they could watch my kids.
No, I'm saying,
but
like,
if
you don't got kids and I got kids, my kids kind of become yo kids.
That is very true. I'm a godmother to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So really, you ain't even got kids. And even when it comes to dating, like, it's hard to find some people that ain't got kids.
It is. But I've changed my theory on it because I used to only date men without kids. But now I kind of like to see what kind of father you're going to be. So I like,
nah,
I get a little preview into what kind of parent you are.
It's different for men and women. Because if you dating a dude with kids, he ain't got his kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
His kids probably don't live with him. If I'm dating a woman with kids, they live with her.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be stepdaddy for real.
You plans immediately. Mm-hmm. You have to step into that stepdaddy role immediately when you're dating a woman with kids.
You feed her and all the kids?
Huh?
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 You feeding her and all the kids. She home, you want to bring her a little dinner.
That's why I don't date women with kids, because you got to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got to do stuff like that. And as much as they say, oh, you don't got to. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Because I feel like that's the biggest lie. A lot of women say, oh, you don't have to worry about. Yes, because if your kid is sick, you not going to be in the right mind. So I got to make sure that shit is straight if I'm trying to talk to a woman with kids. And that's not some shit I want to deal with.
Yeah,
like, it's Christmas coming up. You got to get her kids a gift.
No.
You got to.
What's the budget? Like a little $25 gift?
She
gonna
judge on whatever you get her.
Oh, it's too much.
It's basically you getting her another gift.
All right, what about women with teenage kids? That's a whole nother ball game.
I don't even know how to handle that. Because these kids be getting smart. And
yeah,
you
the man
in
the house.
How you gonna talk to me crazy when your mama sucking my dick?
Ooh, like, that's the question.
You can't talk to me crazy.
You know what your mama was doing
last
night?
Like, you got a smart ass, like, you know these kids got smart ass mouths.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be real, because I'm real petty. So it's gonna be real hard for me to not go there with a kid.
I could see you doing a roast contest with one of the kids. Like,
being oh, you kissed your mama today?
Right. All right.
Yeah. All right.
That's good. Did it have a little funny taste to it?
Yeah. Some extra nutrients there.
A little razzle dazzle on that
little,
kiss this
little,
morning.
A little razzle dazzle on that morning kiss. Uh-huh. Yeah, because your mama eat ass, nigga.
That's something to hit him with.
That's so, imagine your mama somebody, ate my ass, nigga.
Imagine you on your way to school arguing with your mother boyfriend and he hit you with that before you got to go to chemistry.
I feel like that's so crazy because like, I feel like if you a woman that eat ass, you just need to be with that nigga forever.
Yes.
You can't go back. You can't go back to like regular pop. You can't go back to gym pop.
I think that the asshole type of experience should be saved for marriage. But every time I say that, y'all say I talk like a white girl. But I really do think that that's like a forever thing. Like once we start crossing that line, I mean, you gotta save something for your husband.
I already ate, so.
Well, the men, that's part of their like routine now.
Yeah, it's that's in the playbook.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on the play sheet.
That's like regular. Like okay, so how are we gonna do this? Oh, all right.
It's been sometimes. I'm not gonna say too much.
Tell the people. The people want to know. There's no such thing as saying too much. I ain't never heard of that before.
I'm saying sometimes that may be the go-to move. Maybe I'm doing that. Sometimes I just do that for me.
You enjoy it too. It's not a pleasure thing.
I like putting my face between big ass booty cheeks and just that's why I like big butts. That's why I love BBL.
Comfort space.
It is. That's my safe space.
Got it. It all makes sense. Pillows. You need to. But see, if you got them hard BBLs, that don't look like a nice place to be. You need the soft, real natural booty fat transfer.
Nah, I could take the hard one because I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm a masochist.
Oh, you getting two type of fetishes met at once.
Yeah, yeah. Beat my face to fuck up with them cheeks, baby.
Not a black and blue.
Yeah, black eyes. Yeah, busted up jaws. I love it.
Signs of good sex.
Yeah, I love it. You should be scratched.
No, next time I see you in here with a black eye, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're not gonna see me. I'm just had the shades on.
There we
go.
That's why you wear the shades.
I'm just had the shades on the whole time. I ain't got no black eye yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a sore jaw one time.
Anybody ever farted while you were having your pleasurable moment?
Oh hell nah. We gonna.
That's what you're doing.
Nah, we gonna, yeah, you getting jumped.
Somebody said one time in my DM, they was like, can I suck a fart out your butt? And I was like,
would you be okay with that?
That sounds a little weird. That feels like it would feel weird. Like, how you gonna extract the fart out my booty?
You know what? I feel like some things that we do by ourselves naturally feel different when they with another person. Because I just had the pleasure of a young woman that sucked it out and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, when I be by myself doing that, I could feel it coming. But when it was her, I felt it, but I ain't see it. And she just kept going.
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't do it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
It was so much suction, I couldn't feel it actually coming out, but I could tell from what she was doing something.
How you don't feel it coming? What?
Because it was so
much. You got distracted?
It was too much suction, so I didn't really feel it. So I just felt everything going up.
The pressure.
Yeah, the pressure.
Exactly. There we go.
It wasn't no need for no pressure because normally it's just my body pushing it out.
So on a 1 to 10, where would you rank that experience?
She's a 10.
A 10 out of
she's
a 10.
A
10. You go, girl.
She is a real.
She is trying to get on Santa's good list.
She is a real eater. Right, shout out to you. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Because I was like, yo, this is crazy. Because I've never had somebody just suck it out and keep going.
Oh, what an experience.
It was a very good experience. What were we listening to? We were listening to Leon Thomas.
I didn't know people still did music for sex.
Yeah, I was talking about it here a few weeks ago that because this is the same person too. I put on a 90s playlist on, mm-hmm. right? And it was like, if you having sex to 90s playlist, that means y'all go together. But I was like, wait, that's what I like. But my sex playlist is varies, right? Because she called me old too, because I put on Bobby Caldwell.
Okay.
What you won't do?
No. That's not a sex song.
You tried everything.
That's not the sex
song. Go.
No. See, I guess I am toxic because I would say I like Confessions album. Usher's album is a good album to have sex to because like the melody.
Burn?
And then, no, that's not what we want.
About to say this.
I was going more Can You Handle It, Superstar. Like Can You Handle It is a good sex song.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Confessions got some good stuff to go with.
Yeah.
Who makes the best out of the R&B singers we got out? Who makes the best sex music?
It depends on what type of vibes you're hitting to. Because I could do.
I think Chris covers everybody.
Chris is a cheat code. Chris is like the LeBron James of R&B music right now.
There we go.
Ain't nobody doing better R&B music than Chris Brown. But I feel like right now, if we're talking about artists that make good sex playlists, and it's going to be a surprising answer, but Ari Lennox.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ari Lennox is some neo-soul type sex vibes. SZA, too. SZA's toxic sex, though.
Yes, I like toxic
sex.
SZA.
That's closure sex.
There's no such thing as closure sex.
What do you mean? What is it called?
It's called you stupid and you having sex one more time, but you're probably going to do it again.
It's so is it closure sex or makeup sex?
It's stupid sex.
So is this something you've done before?
Let
me come get my toothbrush.
But I'm one of them people, like, because it takes me so long to break up with people, when I finally move on, I'm out of there.
Oh, you give people chances? What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius. So.
I don't know nothing about Aquarius.
Yeah,
I'm a Leo, though.
I love Leo. She's Leo.
When your birthday?
August
15th. Yeah, mine's July 30th.
Oh, okay. So
that's 4 days from my brother's birthday.
Love that. Leos are really great people. But Aquarius, we're really nonchalant. And then, like, once you get past that, then we're psychopaths. So you either get this nonchalant person that you don't know if they give a fuck about you or not, or you got this person that cares way too much and you don't know what to do with it. So.
Yeah. I realize what my biggest trait is. I be getting bored too quick.
I think that's men.
And I feel like a lot of times women expect a nigga to, like, to do 100% of the chasing, but...
Oh, okay. You want to feel like I'm on it too.
I am.
I feel you.
So you can't, like, when I got people doing A, B, and C, and then you just like, oh, I'm not going to hear from you unless I hit you up. Okay. Good luck with that. You're never going to hear from me again.
Yeah, no, that's not the way communication works. I do that a little bit sometimes, too. I'll be like, you ain't hit me up today. Be like, you know the phone works both ways, but if I do that, I don't really like you.
That's really what it boils. But why won't women just say that? Just say you don't like a nigga.
I think they just trying to keep their options open.
You.
Me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like to keep my options open. And I be trying to diversify my profile.
That is so toxic.
How?
Because you don't want these niggas.
I'm working on that.
You don't want them. And so you don't want them, but you don't want them to leave. So you really want to have your cake and eat it too.
No, I just don't want to be mean about it. Like, the last person I ghosted, I felt so bad because he was like, is this what you do when you're done with people? You just ghost them? And I just was like, I asked him, what did he want for the future? And he was like, I don't know, I'm good. And I was like, oh, nah, like, I'm out of here. I can't talk to you no more. But I didn't say that to him. I just ghosted him. And
that was the last text?
Well, I was with him, hanging out, having a ball.
Oh,
and then
so
just,
you already checked out in your head?
Yeah, I was done.
See, women will check out in their head. And niggas be thinking shit cool. He
what?
Thought it was cool.
He
probably thought it was
ordering
a great
Christmas
night.
Oh, man.
He probably thought it was a great
I
night.
Feel
whole
so
time,
bad.
It is automatically over.
That was the last. Whole time, I'm like, this is the last time you're going to see me.
I've done that before, too. But on dates, in-person dates, yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, in-person dates, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
like, I can, when I don't drop the chick off at home, like, I am never, ever going to talk to this person again.
What's, like, one of those, now you definitely, you're not getting a second
mindset. Mindset is the biggest thing for me. Like, if you are a person that is, you living on handouts and shit, like, you waiting for, like, you making excuses, lack of accountability in your regular life, not even talking about dating. Like, if every time you fell out with somebody, it was because of something they did, mm-hmm. but if every opportunity that you didn't get in your life is because somebody else did.
Wasn't your fault.
Or if you are... and I know a lot of, this is just specific to me and my situation, but a lot of women are on that soft life shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm a hustler. So that we not going to, if you're waiting for people to hand you shit, we not going to get along. I need another hustler because I'm going to make shit happen. Mm-hmm. And if worst case scenario, I want you to be able to make shit happen.
That's kind of why I broke up with him because I felt like I don't want to work while I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that was just a conversation we were having. And I was like, oh, yeah, if I get pregnant, like, I want to be able to take off and, like, enjoy my child for a while and not work during pregnancy. And he was like, why wouldn't you want to hustle? Why wouldn't you want two incomes? And I was like, get away from me. I got to go.
That's different. But I also feel like work is different for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And as creatives, we think differently. Mm-hmm. Like, we think differently. I feel like there needs to be a study done on the brain of somebody who is content with a 9-to-5 and somebody who is chasing something in the creative arts or something like that.
He was so content.
Because people that aren't in this line of work, a lot of times they only view life as the shit that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
Me, shit, the shit that I've done, it ain't possible, but I've done it. Okay. So when people tell me, oh, I can't do this because A, B, and C, it's like, okay, you don't want to do it, which is fine. That's cool. But let's to have serious conversations, you got to start really saying what shit is.
Right, the reality of the situation.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, we was talking about, we said, why you didn't tell, just tell somebody you're not interested. Just tell me and we can start and build from there. If a woman is not interested in me, I'd rather her just say that than me be guessing, like, damn, what the fuck
happened? I had a boy try to, like, curve me, right? Like, he was like...
He tried to curve you.
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, I'm just going to step away because the communication's not there and I don't want to chase you.
Oh, who's in? Oh, you weren't communicating?
Yeah, typical, but I was like, bet. I was like, okay. I don't even think I responded okay. I just was like, who cares, right?
Yeah.
So then, like, a week later, he sends me these long voicemails about how he had a dream about me and I gave him a look in his dream and he just had to pursue me and he couldn't leave it on the table and blah, 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 blah. Oh, I only responded once. I said, I thought you broke up with me and we wasn't even together, but I was just trying to be funny. And it's just like, y'all be trying to curve people and get ahead because y'all want girls to come chase you. I said, well, no, don't leave me.
Nah, it ain't even about, I'm glad you said that because it ain't even about being chased.
Mm.
It's not, niggas want reciprocation. That's what
I
can see.
I admit I could communicate a little bit better, but it's my fault because I be wasting people's time. Like, if I like you, I'm going to communicate properly. And
that's, but that's really what, that's really all nigga asking for. I'm not asking for special treatment. I'm not asking to be chased. I'm not asking to be catered to. I'm asking to feel like you want me to if I express that I want you. And if you don't want me, cool, say that. Say that so I can move on and find somebody who wants me.
What would you like me to say?
All right,
I don't want you?
So I'm shooting my shot at Tamira.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Tamira, I'm fucking with you. I feel like we'd be a great couple together. Cool. Tamira don't like me. I want Tamira to say, you know what, I appreciate that, but I'm really not interested in anything with you right now, and I appreciate you as a friend. Cool. I can move on.
Can you respond to a DM for me? Because I'm having a situation.
Let's
right
read
now.
The DM live.
I haven't opened his DMs in a while. So this guy, he invited me to a basketball game the other day, right? And one thing
what
about
type
me.
What basketball game?
It was a Hawks game.
Okay.
Against.
It could have been a high school game. You never know.
Good,
not
good question.
You mean?
It was a Hawks against Brooklyn. I'm from New York. So
oh.
I like when people take me on thoughtful dates.
Yeah.
Or, well, I don't want to call it a date because I didn't know I was on a date.
What did you think it was?
I thought he just got extra tickets and wanted to take me with him.
Listen. Ladies, if a guy gets some tickets to, like, a Hawks game and he invites you, he like you.
Okay.
He like you. Because I could have invited the bros, but I ain't want to hang around the bros. I could have invited the hoes.
My psychopath ass went with him. Never met him before, right? See, this is why I'm going to get kidnapped. But I go.
Uh-huh.
Nice guy. Pulls up. He has, like, a black and pink blanket for me because I'm always cold and black and pink are my favorite color. So he's clearly paying attention, right?
Mm.
But I thought he was a little good. Had a little sugar in his tank. So
what made you think that?
His mannerisms was a little off. The way he was dressed is just not my type.
What made him that to you?
It was just a little feminine. The way you when you talk up here with your hands, like you could talk down here with your hands, Zulu.
So his hand
when you're up here, yes, when you up here, a man should not be up here like this with the hands and talking. Like you should not be.
Unless he Italian.
Now we talking.
You know about that.
Mm-hmm. Now you speaking my language.
Yeah, y'all be thinking nigga a different way because what he do. Look at him talking all proper. He must be.
No, I wouldn't go that far with proper. I like proper. What is this man's name?
See, he took it to
right,
a Hawks
so
game.
So look, it's right here. Okay, see, look, it got 8 messages, and I have been ignoring him.
We're about to open them right now live.
Wait, look, he even posted this thing the other day.
Oh, he subbed you?
Yeah. Let me see. Do I have it? He was like, when Tamira lets me take her on a date again. And I was like, I didn't know I was on a date the first time. Hold up.
What are his messages?
Okay, let's go. We opening it. Okay. Where's that? I'm going to put it back on unread when we're done with this because I don't want him knowing. All right. Anyway. Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, he's just responding to stuff. Cute, cute. I'm going to sing it to you one of these days after a few margaritas. Like, boy. You're way too much. Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad. So why you don't want that man? Because you think he gay?
He's not my type.
You like manly men.
I like manly men.
That's what we was talking about too. You very toxic. Cause anywho,
I'm just honest. I think I get toxic and honest.
Nah, this is no. You're toxic because you say you want your man out here doing manly shit.
Yeah, build me a house, fight a war.
Why does he have to build? Why do he have to build you a house?
Because
that's manly.
What the Bible said, protect or something. A house.
Are we going by the Bible? Are you a virgin?
Start going to the Bible.
Are you a virgin?
I am.
No, God, no, you lying, right?
We are not talking about God here.
You mentioned the Bible.
You can be whoever you want to be.
You mentioned the Bible. So I'm saying if you're not going by the playbook, why I gotta go by this playbook?
My pronoun is virgin, and that's how I would like to be referred.
Oh, you identify as a virgin. You identify as a virgin.
Identify
okay.
as a virgin.
No, we gotta cap. Cap.
I identify as a virgin, and I would like to be called that. And if you say anything besides that, I feel disrespected.
Anywho, because.
I identify as a person.
You identify. Well, what we were talking about is how y'all want a man to do all this building and shit. Mm-hmm. For what? For what? Why are we going off these old ass traditional outdated roles when that is not it no more?
You want me to build the house? Who's gonna build the house?
I don't know. The nigga we gonna pay to build the house.
And who's gonna build the house? A nigga.
A nigga that know how to build a house. That, yeah, is his, and then, that is his profession.
When the war comes and the zombies come, your man and your girl gonna get got by the nigga that's outside building houses. This is why you gotta know how to build a house.
If my girl wanna go with a nigga that build houses cause the zombies come, what's gonna happen when the zombies go? She gonna leave that nigga that built the house?
Nah, they gonna be the only ones left. They the only ones who had a safe house.
What if the nigga know how to build a house but don't know how to shoot, but your nigga know how to shoot? Which one you gonna pick?
Female should know how to shoot. I'm a firm believer.
Are you a
shooter?
That's
you wanna see a video of me shooting a gun?
Nah.
Yeah, it's not as good as you think it would be.
Oh, why? So you don't need a nigga to shoot?
It was some big gun. The gun was bigger than me. Like, I had no business trying to shoot that gun. I just be trying stuff. I was trying to not do gender roles.
But why does a man have to be able to build a house to be with you? Let's get back on that.
Why should you not? If I'm in my house, if stuff breaks, I want to be able to put my money towards shoes. I don't want to have to.
We got money for both.
But it's still coming out the budget. If the budget for the year, if we spending $100,000 this year on, that's our budget for the year, on bills, everything, shoes, the whole shebang bang, and I got to take $1,000 out to fix the fucking water when I can get $1,000 pair of shoes, then I have a problem with that. You in a way.
We still gonna need the tools to fix the water. You think I'm gonna fix this shit with my
hands?
That's
$500 cash versus $1,000.
Listen, I'm trying
to save money, but I'm thinking.
You know how
we
save money? Stop buying shoes every fucking month.
That's unrealistic. Now you just want a divorce. This is out of control.
So because your man opted to fix the house that y'all live in together, instead of getting you a new pair of shoes every month.
If he choose to not have the strength and the physical will to fix the house, and
all
now
right,
we gotta
so
pay
he, so
contractors.
He, so your man, so your
taking
man,
out the budget.
So your man fixing the house. What is he? What are you doing?
Everything else.
What is everything else?
I'm a big believer that men should do nothing but pay bills and watch sports when they come home and eat dinner. Right now, if something breaks, you gotta fix it. But besides that, you should come home and just sit there and watch sports all day and leave me and the kids alone. Do a little yelling, watch the
kids in your ear. As a matter of fact, if I've been at home, if I've been out working and you at home chilling, call the nigga to fix the house. We got to fix the house money.
I could see that. Because if you worked all day.
Yeah. I come home, baby, the TV went out. What the fuck? Damn.
Men deserve less. No, I'm not giving them any
break. What does that mean?
Work harder.
What does that mean?
Work harder. Men should work harder.
Work harder for what? For the women of this generation?
Yes.
For the women of this generation.
All the women. All the women.
For the women of this generation. That be cooking the chicken Alfredo?
They do not. Y'all stop watching TikTok. Y'all think that. I think that.
What's your best dish?
I make a really good cornbread from scratch, sweet potato pies. My collard greens are really good. Everybody loves my barbecue chicken, mac and cheese. Oh, my Spanish rice.
Oh, you make good rice?
Mm-hmm.
Google what it takes to make rice right now.
I don't have if to. If you're watching this.
Google what it take to make rice right now and tell me it ain't nothing but boiled water in a pot.
Most females can't make rice, I promise you.
Boiled water in a pot. Google what it take to make.
The people will tell you in the comments, rice is one of the hardest but simple things to make. Most people can't make rice properly, especially not beans and
rice. So they got rice and barbecue chicken. You know how easy it is to make barbecue chicken?
Well, put your rice and your barbecue chicken up against my rice and barbecue chicken.
I'm glad you said that. Now, hold on, let me open this real quick.
He made a little oxtail. He think he do a little something.
Nah, I ain't even talking about oxtail. Hold on. Let me type this in. I'm gonna show you.
Over here making up stuff.
Nah, I ain't making up nothing, baby.
He taking videos of other people food. Okay, the grill. This is the point. See, this is what I like to see. Men on the grill. Now you're talking my language. Now we in the same place. That's where men belong.
Nah, but that's not rice. That's actual like grilling and seasoning.
Listen. I clean and season the meat and take your ass over to the grill and get to work. That's one thing I don't do. I don't grill.
Well, her Mexican rice. What was it?
All types of rice.
That's what it
the
was?
The Mexican, yep, the Spanish, Dominican,
yeah, Spanish rice. She gonna, yeah, so when you make a barbecue
from
chicken.
East Harlem, so you already know. Al Barrio.
Yeah, you better be ready for the best boiled rice you ever had in your life.
You're saying boiled rice is to me.
God damn. You said you want to know what?
What do the men bring to the world? What are their contributions to the world?
A man's contributions is everything. Protecting and providing. Is that not what we do?
Is the
that
girls
not what you
is outside
get?
Shooting, and the girls, especially black women, we're more educated and have more money saved than black men. So
who told y'all you had more
numbers,
money saved? Who told y'all had more money saved? Now I will give you. I'll give you most educated. But that education don't lead to more money.
It doesn't, and that's because black women are the least paid on the dollar
they
compared
are.
To our counterparts.
They are. So all this education for what?
Because we got sold a dream, and they told us go to college and you'll get good jobs. And then when you get out, they canceled affirmative action, and black people couldn't get jobs. Now we got student loan debt, but that, we're not going
to
go down that road.
Yeah, that's a different route. Shout out to whoever running for president. Jesus Christ.
Somebody save us.
Somebody.
Please.
But my question, when we first got started, my question was, what if one of your friends told your kids Santa wasn't real?
That's violation. That's not your job.
Is that like grounds to cut off a friendship?
100%. Because imagine how heartbroken my child is going to believe in Santa wholeheartedly. Like, I'm going to go crazy with making up shit, leaving fake footprints on the floor.
Some elves on the shelf.
Yeah. Oh, definitely elves on the shelf. You see my black elf on the shelf, right? Yeah, I play with adults.
Can we put the elf over here?
Yeah, let the people meet Elfie.
Yeah.
See? And I made sure I had a black one because I don't play that.
Yeah.
I do think like one
Elfie.
Santa Claus is a part of
Elfie
children's.
Drunk.
Yeah, he had a little too much cocaine.
Okay,
eggnog.
It's cool.
I think that Santa Claus is a part of children's innocence in a way. So kind of ruin that and taking their imagination and creativity and their believing that there's somebody out there spreading joy and hope and all that, don't take that away from them. They got enough out there to do it.
So what do you think about like when parents do be like, oh, my kid, I'm not giving Santa Claus credit for my kid's gift.
I respect that too.
I feel like that shit is petty. That shit is petty because there are times where you lie to your kids. We not going to act like everybody's keeping 100 with their kids all the time. You really protecting your ego.
Right.
That's 100% an ego thing because you don't want an imaginary person to have credit. Nigga, they don't exist. How you got smoke with a person that's imaginary?
Well, do what my mother did. My mother made all the good gifts from her and like the kind of cheaper gifts and the less expensive gifts
that's
from
fair.
Santa. Yeah, so
that's fair.
And you don't want your kids thinking that Santa gave you an Apple Watch and gave Timmy down the street a $10 stuffed animal.
Because Timmy down the street going to be asking questions.
Yeah, he going to be like, hold on, Santa, what's the budget? What's going on here?
Look, this motherfucker's over here scamming. He a water boy.
Right.
He gonna rob some folks.
I got a list of what Timmy was doing and why he get the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I think that it's important with how you and everybody has rules in their households and things that they and how they want. You have to respect how other people want to raise their kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. So I got another question. Right. So is using old pictures of yourself on social media a form of catfishing?
Definitely. But I will say, like, I'm not one of those people who change my pictures, like, too often. Like, so my profile picture is probably about a year too old, but I still look like that picture. Like, I didn't gain 20 pounds or lose 20 pounds. I didn't change my hair.
You talking about Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm about to go to it right now. I'm about to tell you. A girl from Harlem. All right, hold on.
I look a little cute there. But I don't have makeup on today, so yeah, I got makeup on.
That don't look like you.
Oh, you a hater. I don't use filters and stuff on my pictures, though. So I don't have filters. I don't have any of that stuff on my pictures. That is pure me. But that was my birthday, so I had makeup on. But that's why I look cute at it. Birthday makeup is a little cheat code.
So what's the time? Like, you should have no profile picture up from 3 years ago?
Three is when you start pushing it. Because who you are at 33 is a little bit different than who you are at 29, 30. So that's when you start.
We're 2023. So 3 years ago is crazy because I can't believe we was in a whole fucking pandemic 3 years ago. Like, we was in the house,
I wasn't in the house. I was outside the whole pandemic. I was outside.
That's why we still in a pandemic. That's why niggas is still out here catching COVID.
Ooh, I had a time. Pandemic, I had a time. And I ain't even do none of the the PPs and all that stuff y'all was doing, but I was spending all the pandemic boys' money. That was a time to be alive.
Oh, you was running it up?
I was spending it up. I wasn't running nothing up, but the boys was, and they had all the free bands. They was outside talking about if you adore her. What was it? If you proud
Dior,
of her.
Dior.
Yeah, if you proud of her, proud of her. If you adore her, Dior. Yeah.
Where's these niggas now?
Crying, stealing cars. New York City is back outside stealing tires off a car shop. I ain't see that.
So the pandemic money ain't really stretched.
The
like
pandemic
folks.
Boys is outside panicking right now. They crashing, they going out bad. They on the gram.
And the women that was spending their money is.
Ooh, they got pregnant by them and they are tight now.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because we got to talk about this Anthony Edwards thing.
Yeah, that's
and I think this shit is so... I think having a nigga baby that you don't even know or like for real because he a millionaire is crazy. I don't care. Like, maybe it's because I'm not in that situation, but...
Going raw in a girl you don't like or know is kind of crazy if you think about it. That means
nah,
you're
that's just
with,
sex.
Y'all that's leading just, with a temporary feeling.
That's just sex.
I think when... All right, I feel that, but when you are... trained to be a professional athlete, because you're trained to be through that. You know all your whole life pretty much that you're going to end up in that predicament.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should have came and told you, like, listen, the girls are coming. We all watch Love and Basketball. What his father said. One of the girls going to be at your door. 100 of them is downstairs, but one of them going to make it upstairs. Somebody has to tell these men, this is how it's going to be. Use a condom. Listen, get a vasectomy. Ferrari ain't got his vasectomy. See, people outside getting vasectomies nowadays.
Yeah.
There's issue. And male birth control is on the rise. Let's get it. Why y'all not taking the shit?
Listen, you can't have a baby with somebody who don't want to have a baby at the end of the day. If we just agree to fuck, we just agree to fuck. I told you I don't want no baby. I told you that. At the end of the day. And
no, but y'all probably didn't. Y'all was too busy fucking and never had the conversation. That girl might not believe in
at
abortion.
At the end of the day, I don't know you. You don't know me. Treat me like I'm broke.
I'm with you. I'm going to the chop shop. I don't know why these girls be outside having
but
a
baby. But to have a baby by a nigga that you don't. I think that's bummy. I'm sorry. I think that's bummy behavior. You don't know this nigga. Y'all just met. He just wanted to fuck. You know a nigga don't want no family with you.
Mm.
But you're going to bring a baby. That's really where it becomes selfish to me, because you're going to bring a baby that ain't had no knowledge of none of this shit. The circumstances that he was born into, he don't know nothing. He's just a baby. Wham. It's a little baby.
The kicker is that he's going to go on to have another baby and have the family that he actually wants, and then you're going to be sitting there bitter and mad and looking back like, why you didn't treat me like this? Why I never
because
wanted
he
that
told,
with you.
Because
right.
he told you that. Mm-hmm. But now in the media and the social media, he's going to be the villain. And the whole time, you knew what it was.
That man said, hell no.
Bruh, send the video.
I felt that.
That shit sent me over the edge too. Now, this is the shit women, I've seen women do a lot. Y'all would take hours, minutes, days, weeks to do some shit that take a couple seconds.
Y'all do that with sending the Cash App. Y'all could have sent the Cash App.
Because ain't shit in the Cash App.
Hurry it up.
Yeah, ain't shit in the Cash App.
Send me a deposit. Here, let me. Where the 500K as a deposit, and then we'll see if I feel like taking the other. Well, matter of fact, don't Plan B's got two pills or something? 500 per pill.
500 per pill?
I mean, 50 per pill.
And that's only if you weigh under, what is it,
200?
150? Oh, wow, that's crazy.
There's rules. Y'all have to, please read the packaging to the stuff that y'all taking. Because if you outside taking PMBs like it's Tic Tacs and it ain't working, it's a reason why. It has weight limits on it. It has all type of restrictions on when it works. So
if you are a plus size woman, then, yeah.
Use condoms. Pull out method maybe, something.
Suck it out though.
That always saves it. Or okay, nothing.
Nah, go ahead. Oh, put it in your butt.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Wow.
I don't participate in it though.
Because you a virgin.
Now we on the same page.
See, this is the type of this is how women be living in their delusion. Because niggas just be lying to them.
Gotta be in Delulu.
Delulu.
See how happy we are when we all in Delulu.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Folks that ain't got shit going on be the happiest folks in the
world.
Yeah. Folks that ain't that be sitting online just be, they be in like I get why folks say. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
The less you know, the happier you are.
I agree. 100%.
And it's people out here that are clueless.
That's why they enjoy life so
niggas
much.
Niggas is just happy as hell. Imagine if you knew when and where an asteroid was going to hit the fucking earth. You wouldn't have no peace. You're the only motherfucker that know.
The only motherfucker that know. Just outside.
Yeah, just outside. Everybody else, la, 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 la. They happy as hell. They don't know shit about to go bad till the asteroid hit.
And you over here trying to make a bunker, spending your whole time trying to make an asteroid-proof bunker.
And then next thing you know, you don't even dig the hole deep enough. And you
and
dying
you
still,
and you done wasted all that time. While everybody else was living their life.
Ignorance is bliss, ladies and gentlemen.
Ignorance is key. Ignorance. What you don't know won't hurt you.
Now, what questions you got? Because you're a talker, too. You have a lot of scenarios.
Oh, well, since you've asked.
What you got in your palm pilot?
Okay, I got one.
What's up?
Who gets the rag after sex, the male or the female?
Always male.
I agree with that. See, they argued me down about always that. Male. They said that the girls should be tending to the man and we should be getting a warm rag.
Nah, because shit, the way I do it, they can't move.
That's what I said. Of course my phone dies. That's what I said. I shouldn't be able to move. If I'm sitting here and I'm getting, I should be laid out on the floor upside down grasping for air and water.
Yeah.
That is the only way it should go.
Yeah.
If I'm upside down, daddy, you want a hot rag or a cold rag, baby? You did something wrong.
Yeah, I'm cool. I can get up and get you the rag. I'm going to get me some juice from, get some water from the fridge while I'm in there.
Okay, see? Bedside manners, that's what we like.
Yeah.
A gentleman.
A gentleman.
Ari or Young Miami?
Ari.
Really?
Ari.
Why?
Ari. Ari.
You like a hood? Well, they both. What? They, why? Because they kind of the same.
You want to know what the define. What is
the deciding factor?
Yeah, deciding factor. I feel like Ari just got the better ass. Ari ass just. That shit. Ooh.
I forgot. You're right. I should have seen that from a mile away. Yeah. You are.
Carisha got that ass too now.
Yeah, exactly. But you're biased. You're BBL biased.
I love a good BBL. Okay. I don't know what the whole, like, I don't know why people had this uprising against BBLs recently, but I love a good BBL.
I think it's a few things. It's women lying about why they get BBLs and then just lying about having BBLs.
What are they lying about talking about when they get BBLs?
Because women are acting like, oh, I got it for myself. You got it for male
attention.
That's the
biggest fucking lie.
You got it for male gaze.
That is the biggest. I hate that shit. Because y'all watching this now and I know, y'all know for a fact you didn't get it because you wanted to. Like,
right.
BBL is one of the most dangerous cosmetic surgery. It's cosmetic. It's not something that you need to live. Mm-hmm. Anybody going to get a BBL to save their life?
Right. Nobody.
It's a cosmetic surgery. Second of all, you know, it should take a lot to maintain. You just mm-hmm. don't get a BBL and then you done. You got to get BBL maintenance. You got to get the massages.
That's
gotta
why
get
you
the
could
fire.
Tell who got broke BBLs because they just had enough money just for the BBL.
Like getting just the BBL is like getting LLC with no business.
Good one. I like where you're going with
like,
it.
Like, you got to, like, when you get an LLC, you got to have, of course, you got to get LLC, but you got to have the funds for the business. You got the funds to start out the business. You got the yearly taxes that come with having a business. It's not just something that you just get, but, I mean, it is because some people just got LLCs. Just say they got an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
They don't got none of the operating expenses that come with running a business. They just got this sitting on the LLC. Like, some people will squat on a website name. Like a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
If they know somebody else got a business they trying to get going on with shit, I'm going to get it so they can't get it. So right. When they want to get it, they're going to pay me.
You got to pay
that
extra.
Yeah, which is, I think that shit whack. But yeah, it's women out here that are honest about their reasons for getting BBLs. And I feel like that's where it starts because if you start putting this narrative out here, well, we're not getting it for men. We're getting it.
Lies and deception.
Like who wants to risk their life to get a surgery that they don't need?
I heard a video of a girl getting in a recovery house or something, and the way the people were screaming in the background, I was like, oh, you don't ever have to worry about me in a BBL, baby.
It ain't. It's only that if you want to be in that type of shit.
Yeah, I could see that. But you doing all of that, you are risking your life. And he's going to cheat on you with somebody like me who don't got a drop of cosmetic surgery, who don't wear weave, don't wear fake nails, and then you did all of that. For what? For what?
Niggas will cheat with Elfie now.
I'm trying to tell you. Niggas will cheat with...
You giving niggas too much credit.
Listen, men cheat. Men don't even have reasons why. I'm not going to give you why. Men cheat because it's available. They cheat because it's there. Women cheat because they missing something, trying to fill a void. Men be like, you blink at them, and they be like, hey, what? You blink? What you like, man? I'm coming that way. That's men are easy, and that's another one of my campaigns that I'm on. Men are easy
men are
and they're whores. Yes.
I told this girl on Instagram the other day. She was like, "Oh, you know, men, you know, all you got to do is like a picture, and they think that's shooting
the
shot."
The formula, yes.
I'm like, that. You think that's shooting the shot?
Me, 100%. I have a formula.
I ain't shooting
the shot. Three likes is a shot. One no, because I might just really like your fit. Three likes in a row is shooting your shot.
Okay.
That is a clear.
Yeah, she was like one.
No, one is not. See, now when niggas start rolling in your DM and you really just was trying to like they picture, you're going to be like, why everybody flirting with
but
me?
But also,
three.
If you're talking to a nigga that's used to getting attention, shit.
He not even going to see that.
Yeah, you supposed to like my shit, bitch.
How do girls shoot their shot then? I gotta go to the DM.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Like,
I'm supposed to go to the DM.
If it's just one, nah. But if it's three and up, all right. Or is she like a story? If you like a story.
That's a little. What if this shit is actually funny? Like,
nah, we know when it's not. I had that funny.
I had the guys I work with the other day, and I was like, pull up your phone, right? So let's do it with you. Pull up your phone.
Where we going to?
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, wasn't it, let me see your last DM where you shoot your where you shot your shot.
Oh!
I want to see what you said.
Hold on. Where I shot my shot? I don't mean to be shooting my shot at a bit. Oh, hold on.
I want to see if you got a good line.
Damn, I don't be.
Y'all not even smooth. See, that's the
we not, because I don't got to be smooth.
Nah, my homeboy, he had a good one.
She going to look at my Instagram and okay, it's lit over here.
Boo. The girl posted a picture, and he said, why are you showing everybody what I want for Christmas? I thought that was smooth as a mother. I thought that was good. I would have responded to that. That was good.
That was clever. I was so shocked.
I said, I didn't know you had that
some
in
niggas
you.
Gotta do, some niggas got to do all that.
That was smooth, though. I ain't going to hold your audience at that. That was a good one.
Hey, do you think a woman in a relationship should respond to DMs? Like, even to tell niggas that she not interested?
I just spoke about No, you shouldn't be responding to DMs if you are in a relationship, even to say no, because no answer is an answer. Mm. You do not have to sit there and say, no, I'm in a relationship. Nigga, we are conversing now. We already halfway on a date. You're cheating. We're having a conversation now. I got your attention too much. You spending time away from your girl talking to me.
Yeah.
First step. The hook is in the water and the fish is about to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just no answer is an answer.
Just no answer is an answer. Yeah. Because I'm going to be honest, we see all the DMs.
Yes. Yeah. Don't sit there and act like you're, I ain't see that. You saw it.
Niggas see
all the comments. They see it.
Niggas see the regular DMs. Mm-hmm. They see the hidden DMs.
They go to the side. They check in to make sure they ain't miss what meant.
Because you never know.
They not going
to skip. There have been times where I'm on Instagram and I go to a bad chick page. And the follow back shit is up there. I'm like, how the fuck did I miss this?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
I'm like, damn, bet.
On the way.
DM is sit.
It's lit.
Especially if she been following you, so now you don't look thirsty. Cause now it's like,
you just.
But if you shoot that DM as soon as she follow back,
Now you gotta shoot it so I can remember what's going on here.
What you mean?
Shoot your shot immediately.
Immediately?
I like attention.
You like attention?
Yeah, so hurry up.
Yeah, that's why you don't let niggas go. That's why you don't tell niggas, all right, I'm not interested.
Yeah, because I need a text. Good morning, beautiful.
So, okay, so now we get into it. That's why women don't be curving niggas. Y'all not going to curve niggas
attention.
All the way because that little attention going to be gone. I been knew what it was. I just need a woman to admit it.
I feel bad for people that are like 100% single. Like, you just out there with nobody. Like, that must
it's
be
hard
lonely.
To be 100% single.
Yeah, that must be lonely.
As
anybody.
Yeah, really, I was about to say, as a woman or a man.
I know some girls, and I remember I asked a girl.
How do
like,
these girls look?
They look decent, but I think they're just, either they work too much, or they from New York and a little too masculine. So it would be like, why, like, I was asking her why she go in a relationship that she was just in, and she was like, honestly, loneliness. Like, she was like, I be settling for niggas because of loneliness. And I'm like,
what makes somebody think they settled, though?
I guess if it's just not 100% what you want. Like, I seen a post today that was like, he might be a good guy, and he might be a nice guy, but he might not be your guy. Because I have a lot of guilt about not liking the so-called good guys sometimes. And just because somebody's a good guy doesn't mean that they're the person for you. So I'm learning to let go of that guilt. Because I be curving the good guys.
So you like bad guys?
No, not necessarily. Most of the people I've dated
So what makes the good guys not the person for you?
Like I said, I think we spoke about it before, just not having a future, that was a big thing for me.
I don't think that's a good guy.
And
When I say good guys, it means...
He had a job, he owned his house, he owned his car. He just was content.
That still don't mean you're a good guy. I mean a good guy for you. I mean,
oh, yeah, not for me.
I mean a good...
He's good for one of y'all out there listening, but not for me.
I mean a good guy as far as he has his shit together. He's doing the things he's supposed to do, and he matches your mentality. And he's on bullshit.
And then, like, for me, I like to drink. So, like, I can't be out worrying if my fourth lemon drop is going to put you in a debt. Like, can you really pay for this? Like, I don't want to question if I could get another drink while I'm on a date with you.
How much is the lemon drop? I don't be going up.
Like, 23. Depends on where
you're. How many lemon drops you be getting?
A lot.
So you one of them girls that had like the 58 oysters.
I don't eat that, but yes, you gonna go and be like, bitch, how many lemon drops you drinking?
Do you do this when you're on your own?
Yes. Don't go out drinking with me and my friends. We gonna do backflips out of there. Yes, 100%. We drinks, and we drink it up. Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna go on a date, and so you're not one of the ones that's gonna go on a date and experiment. You're gonna go on a date. No, and do the shit.
It's
that you
the same shit
doing.
I always do. Yes, 100. I tried one time to go on a date and only order one drink. That's me experimenting, ordering one drink. You really gotta bore me if I'm only sitting there with one drink. That means I don't even want to sit here and drink the alcohol. I'm like, listen, pack this up. I got one drink for him.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. But you're not supposed to drink, especially with martinis, ladies. Martinis are like titties. One isn't enough. Three is too many. And two is just perfect. That's my advice.
That is some alcoholic shit to say.
Thank you.
I'm not lying.
I got the lines for the people.
That is some alcoholic shit.
I overheard that in a bar one time, and it stuck with me, which is crazy because a lot of things don't stick with me, but that stuck with me. And
oh, my goodness.
I've been running with it forever. If you could free one rapper, who would you free?
Thug.
Why?
Because Thug, he's close to my circle, man. So.
They said crime went down ever since YSL been
Who
jail.
Said that?
That lady.
Who said that?
That lady that got is
the
arresting
lady
everybody.
Trying to keep thugging.
Yeah, the
of
lady
course
that's
she
arresting
would say
everybody.
That then. She not gonna say, "Well, crime has been consistent since she's been in." Nah, she gonna say, "Crime has been
it dropped 30%.
Crime is eliminated. Nobody has been killed since Young Thug was in prison. Nobody has. We haven't lost a single pet.
Not a pet.
Not one cat has been stuck in the tree since Young Thug's criminal ass organization has been behind bars." That's of course she gonna let you. Of course she gonna say that. That's what she's supposed to say. She wants you to think Young Thug is the fucking devil. But if not Thug, damn, I don't know. I'd rather Frank get another Frank Ocean album before we let niggas.
Why nobody from Atlanta ever says Lucci? Y'all forgot about Lucci.
Who? Yeah. Nah, I forgot. Oh.
Y'all really forgot about him.
No,
okay.
No. Niggas ain't forgot about Lucci. It's just like.
He had a summer.
You asked
summer.
Me to pick.
Okay, listen. If we have one, Thugger. Because you know what happened when we gave Kodak his get out of jail card? He back in jail. And that's why you got to be careful about how you're using your get out of free card. Because Thugger might end up back in jail. And then you done gave him your get out of jail free card.
Absolutely. What else I got on my list? Oh my goodness. Hey, shout out to Mira in here kicking it with your homie.
Thank you for
having
me.
Follow her on Instagram too. Follow her on Instagram, A Girl from Harlem.
Yeah, make sure you do it.
Mm. So I feel like when a girl say you pretty, it don't mean as much as when like a guy. I'm talking about for, like, women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
yeah,
we live
for the gays.
Yeah, it don't mean as much when a guy say you pretty.
I like it. I still love women.
I feel like girls be lying when they say other girls are pretty.
No, like, see, that's what I was gonna say. It takes a lot for another girl to tell another
that's
girl they pretty.
Cap.
I think because girls are intimidated. Like gay boys, they're not in competition with you. So a gay boy just gonna be like, "Yes, honey, serving fierce." They don't care. They know they're a whole different girl. But another girl who's in the same lane trying to get the same niggas.
I'm talking about a straight man saying that you pretty. I mean,
oh, nobody care about them. I thought you was talking about the gays. Nobody straight men gonna tell anything is. Please.
I mean, and really mean it.
They don't mean what comes out of straight man mouth. That's they really mean. Besides, they
what's your beef with straight men?
They deserve less.
Why? What does a man do to you make you think men deserve less?
When I was in sixth grade, no, I'm joking.
That's how niggas be, though.
No, for real, for real. I just think, like, we're in a place where men aren't working for the type of lifestyle that they want or are demanding from society. So,
what you mean by that?
Like, they want women that cook clean, cater to them. They want to, like, you know, just do a little bit of work, go home. They don't want to be as hands-on with the kids.
Well, the women don't want to cook or clean.
I don't believe that. I do not believe
you
that.
You just ask a nigga to build a whole house for you before you make us a chicken Alfredo. That is what
Why
we saying.
Why
do
a chicken Alfredo? At least build me a birdhouse. Can I
I'm going to have you a birdhouse built. I'm going to have you a birdhouse built.
Here we go with building. I want to see you sweat. Get a splinter in your finger. Do some work. Do
Man,
some work.
If I can get it, if it get done, do it matter?
But like, then if I could pay for it, where does that leave you? If I'm financially stable and I could be like, nigga, I could pay somebody for it. What does that leave your role as a man in?
So basically, because you're financially stable, you don't need a man.
That's all you? But if you're saying that's all you could provide,
no,
I'm saying no. Because I'm financially stable, I need a man that can bring something besides money.
So I need to be able to build shit. I'm bringing guidance and leadership.
I thought you was going to say God.
I'm bringing protection. I'm bringing you a family.
Most men do not deserve to be the head of a household, and that's
what?
A conversation we'll have later. Y'all not real leaders. Y'all wouldn't know what to do in real face of conflict.
What type of men are you dealing with?
I'm not really dealing with men.
So where are these things coming from?
I'm watching it happen. I'm a very big observer.
So you believe what people
men.
Are telling you?
No, I watch it real life, and I dated men for the past freaking 15, 18 years. And
what was you dating before that?
No, I wasn't dating before. Oh. I was too young to date. So I'm saying, like, since I've started dating, the experience has been quite interesting.
Elfie's disappointed.
I'm sorry, Elfie. Elfie, put me on something. I want to go on a blind date.
With an elf?
Not with a... He be in everybody's house. He might know some... Ooh, you might... Where the stash at? Elfie know... Elfie got the tea.
Elfie know...
Want to hit him with the...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my...
Elfie, come on, put me on. I know you know.
Okay, so one of my last questions is, a woman that's online showing ass and shaking ass is not protected and provided for.
Those are the ones who get all the money. The
girls I'm talking about, like, protected and provided for in a relationship. Like,
that's a hard one.
Even if they got a man.
That's a hard one because...
Like, and I'm gonna say this before you answer. I think it's crazy, like, if I see a woman, like, that does, like, that strips or... She does OnlyFans, and she got a nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I think that's insane. Like, I'm not...
Some men love that, though. Some,
I'm not saying, like, it's anything against the women that do OnlyFans, but I feel like, as a man, like, you want your girl doing that? They do that, like, because it's their job, like, but you want your girl doing that?
I asked this the other day, because I was like, why do y'all turn 30 or wait till y'all have kids or husbands or baby fathers to become a hoe? Like, why do you wait till after? Y'all was good girls in your teens and 20s, and then you have kids, and now you got a baby, and now you want to be a hoe
girl. Ain't nothing crazy than seeing, like, a girl that's, like, 35...
Start stripping.
Like, you just not stripping and, like, just being naked on the internet. Yeah. Like, when did this become your personality?
I just don't. I think that, one, the internet gives people too much access. And now, like, our kids see everything we do.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't even draw that line. And it's like, if your kids see you doing it, and it's like, mommy's doing it, why is that not okay? So what message are you really sending to the next generation?
So girls with OnlyFans shouldn't be doing it.
I think you shouldn't, listen, I don't know. How do you have that conversation with your kids? What are you really going to tell your kids when they turn about 8 years old and they go into school and somebody comes up to them and like, ain't this your mama with a dick in her mouth? Like, what is Kim Kardashian really saying to North? Because I know North is outside. North? Fighting half her class.
I mean, the people in North class, their parents probably doing crazy shit too.
No, the people in North class, they really don't respect her because that's old rich money. So they're like, your mom was a porn star to get money. They don't respect you. Your mom built her money off of porn. So they probably really don't respect the Kardashians. So they probably one of them, y'all rich for no reason type of thing. So the white kids is really probably eating them up. So I don't know. Listen, if you could, what you do in your private life isn't a reflection of who you are as a person 100%, but... If it quack like a duck and look like a duck, you're going to be treated as a duck. If you're walking around in a police uniform all day, people are going to treat you like a police officer. If you're walking around acting like a hoe all day, people are going to treat you like a hoe. That's the reality of the situation.
For sure. Okay, cool, man. Tamira, kicking it with your homie on the JoJo and Big Homie show. You had fun?
Yes, sir. I had a ball. I love coming up here. You always treat me so nice.
Yeah. You know, it's always a good time when you kick it with the homies. Let me see if there's any more Christmas-themed, holiday-themed questions. Huh.
What do men really want for Christmas? Because y'all say sex isn't a gift. So
yeah, sex is not a gift.
So what do men really want for Christmas?
Something thoughtful. Like, pay attention to me.
Okay.
I can't really tell you.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, pay attention. So,
like, if your man grills, get him a new grill set.
Yeah, or grill set or something grill related.
Get him a toolbox.
A toolbox?
Yes, so he can build some shit. We bringing back the men.
The double take.
Get the toolbox. I'm leaving hints. Matter of fact, toolboxes.
What for you to do? What's a good gift for you?
For me personally,
yeah.
Because I'm in this space and creative, so give me anything that will help me create some space, some stuff, like a camera, some lights. Everybody always buys me ring lights. Please don't get me no more ring lights.
How many ring lights you got?
I probably have half my closet is ring lights, and I don't even use them, but it's a thoughtful gift. And I like experiences. I love trying anything fun at least once, so give me some type of experience, whether it's like the little fake skydiving thing or... going to plays, stuff like that. So I'm an experienced person.
Okay. Can you re-gift the gift from your ex?
Can I re-gift it? If he gave it to me, can I give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would give it to my mom. I definitely would probably give some stuff. My mother don't know no better. I would re-gift it to family members or something. That's a good way to repurpose it. Somebody got to use it.
Somebody got
to
use it?
Somebody got to put it to use. Oh, man. I don't know. No gifts left behind.
Well, that is it. That's another episode of Big Homie's House. Last one of the year. Aww. Big Homie.
Going out with a bang for the year.
Yeah.
I love that. How would your family describe you? Would you be like the drunk uncle or the... Who you
I'm
be?
The chill one. I'm really the high cousin. I don't be high.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, you be coming in and they know you. I don't be high around
my family. But I be high, just not around my family.
Okay, good one. That's where you draw the line.
Yeah. I want to be able to comprehend and remember that time.
That's a good one, because my ass be drunk. And I be like, who? Auntie was here last night. I missed it.
Oh, my goodness. What you drinking for the holiday?
I'm a tequila girl. But I'm actually really excited to get back to New York and get some coke, because... I don't think Atlanta people make that. New York. Harlem, to be exact.
Yeah, right? Should I hold them?
The Senator of the
Universe. Hold them!
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Okay, now. Yeah. I thought you was Dipset.
Yeah, a little Dipset.
Honorary.
All right.
That was good.
This is the Big Homie's House, your big homie Kodak, a girl from Harlem.
Yep.
We in the building and we gone.
Deuces.